This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
No Torsten this week, but I'm looking at Sam Gayman. Hello, Sammy.
Hi, Eddie. Good to see you, and I'm glad to see you've got your microphone there.
great to see you, Mr. Gum On. Now, there's a story that you're going to have to tell a bit later on.
Yes. Well, it does relate to my brother being graduating at Melbourne University as a Doctor of Philosophy.
And congratulations as well.
Yes, congratulations to Luke, Dr. Luke Gayman. So, very excited and very proud for my brother.
How are things in the office this week, Sammy?
Things in the office have been fantastic, Eddie, especially what a great quarter we've had. We've had so many groundbreaking record results for our vendors, which has been really exciting. Our vacancy rates are really low with our rentals and some of our auctions. We had one in Brighton last weekend, and four bidders at the auction, Eddie. We actually sold the property for $622,500 over the reserve price.
Wow.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Look, it set a whole new benchmark for that street. Mm. There was no supporting evidence, but we're in a market that's continuing to shine, and that particular property was well located to some of Melbourne's best schooling and train stations and beach. So it was a prime property, and it was the competition strong.
Wow, you mentioned a subject close to my heart, and that was rentals.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about rentals this week. I have my Brighton three-bedroom home. My tenant's given me 28 days' notice to vacate. Off they go. What do I do to prepare it to get it back on the market to release it?
Yeah, well, it's a really good question because I think that it should never be something that's slapdash. It's really important that you take that opportunity to have a look at the property and see, and via your property manager, I mean, because obviously we're all time poor, but rely on that advice from your property manager to say, okay, is the property presenting, is it up to date?
Mm.
Is everything current? Do we look good? Do we need to freshen up the painting? What do we need to do in order to attract the right tenant? And what are we competing against at that particular time in the market?
And how do we maximise the potential of getting top dollar for that property?
Yes. And obviously, we all want to do that in the shortest possible time frame so that we can minimise the amount of time that we have without a tenant.
Sure.
So part of that is obviously having an accurate, asking price for the rental. So that's about assessing, what has leased.
But that's the first thing that the property manager needs to do is to go through the websites, go through recent rentals.
Yes.
And do a comparable for the landlord.
Absolutely. Yeah, comparable analysis, because it's not always the case that you say, okay, the tenant's vacating, well, let's just increase the rent and see how we go. That's not necessarily going to be the best strategy. It depends on the market.
Yeah.
So, there are different things that can come into the market as well, because you can have a tenant that's, say, about to renovate their house for 12 months, and they might have a desperate urgency to find something in that particular location that perhaps it's near the kids' schools.
Yes.
Perhaps it's near the home they're renovating, so it means that they can keep an eye on things and be close to that. So they might have, a particular need. For example, I have somebody looking around at the moment who's, had a change of circumstances with her family, and her mother wants to move closer to her. So her mother needs something fairly quickly, and she needs it to be within close proximity. So 2 weeks ago, that person wasn't on the market, but now she is. So, that can always take effect in terms of supply and demand. But you want to have a look at the competing stock, and because it's not just historical. Yep. It's not just what leased 3 months ago might not be relevant to what's on the market now.
Oh, absolutely. I remember when I was still doing property management, at one stage we had a certain amount of rentals at a particular price, and then there was a correction.
Yep.
And all the rents went up by about $30, $40, $50 a week. It was really, really an interesting time to be doing property management.
Exactly, Eddie. And those corrections can go both ways. So,
absolutely.
The market's fluid. Things can change quickly and you need to reassess. So it's important that you assess the rent. Then it's important to make sure that you have the power connected, especially as we head into the... obviously we're in the nice, well-lit months at the moment. But when we go into winter and you've got a property that's vacant, it's really important that the power is on so that when we're showing prospective tenants through, it's not a dark property.
This is The Real Estate Show, back shortly. Let's see if we can get TK on the line.
Sounds good.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
9531-1245, the one central number to call for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside. 9531-1245 for all your real estate needs, property management, sales, residential, commercial. 9531-1245, four offices. Where are they, Torsten?
They're in Port Melbourne, Elwood, Blackrock and Mount Martha, Eddie.
And welcome to the show, TK.
Thank you very much.
We're talking about rentals today. Now, we've got the three-bedroom Brighton home. It's looking a bit tired. What do we do to give it some zhuzh?
Look, I think the important aspects, and the first thing that you'll notice is flooring and paintwork.
Mm.
So I think the question has to be asked, do the floorboards need to be polished or repolished, or do the carpets need to be replaced? So that's an important point. Secondly, if they're borderline, let's say it's carpet that's borderline, is the carpet colouring in current trends? Because sometimes you can have great quality carpet that's lasted 10 years and it may be a colour that's no longer in fashion, and at that point you've already depreciated the carpet's value.
Mm.
So from an investment point of view, yeah, there's two good reasons to actually change the carpet. One is that you've got a new item that's got some value that can be dealt with from a tax point of view. And secondly, you're going to appeal to a greater number of people.
Colour scheme on the wall is important as well.
Yes, and as boring as it sounds, the very stark white is the best balance. One, it brightens any home, and secondly, makes a place feel as big as it can. And it also enables people to actually match their own furnishings. Eddie, and you've got a large quantity of prospective tenants that have got a varying colour scheme coming with them, and so having it as neutral as possible is the best way to go.
So what you're saying is get rid of the 90s apricot.
Absolutely. And look, feature walls, are, again, are dangerous because not, you know, what you love, another may not. So and we tend to find also with feature walls, they tend to be darker colours, which tend to shrink the sizes of rooms as well.
Sammy, what else should we look at doing?
Well, there's a few little things, Eddie, but I think they're very important. And one of those is to have a look, especially if it's an older style home, to have a look at the bedrooms and see that there are built-in robes in all the rooms. You know, it might be that you've had it tenanted for quite a while, and, you know, or perhaps you're moving out of your own family home. And so it might be a good idea to have a look at that cabinetry and say, right, have we maximized the storage in the property? Because storage is really important to families.
Mm.
And it might be something where you've always had your favorite chest of drawers that you use, but the next person coming in may not. So if you've got the built-in robes there, you know, and if you've got room to add them, you know, or to add more storage in a hallway or linen, it's a really good idea to do those sorts of things. And I just think that's one of the big things that people look at when they're sort of analysing, is that home going to be right for the family?
And the other thing is that if you struggle with style, Chisholm and Gayman is the place to go because you've got some great stylists.
We've actually got some great stylists that we work with that can give those recommendations, but also our staff are really well versed in this because we see so many properties and we're at the coalface of feedback.
Mm.
So, you know, we listen, you know, we hear what people are saying, we pick up on those things, and that's why we can give you the advice if you come to us first.
Torsten, you were going to say.
Yeah, look, I think that as far as fittings and so forth, it's becoming, particularly with homes, it's becoming more and more a feature. So, for example, even stove fittings and gas top fittings, you know, the five burner instead of the four burner, depending on the rental that you're chasing, even the brand of the actual ovens are not just aligned to when you sell anymore, because there are a lot of people that are choosing to rent for varying reasons, whether it be that they are in between homes or they're renovating a house or personal circumstances. So I think it's really important to understand that depending on what suburb your property is in, what type of property it is, there's more care that'll be needed moving forward, and that can be also from tapware to what sort of tiling that you have. We've had a few properties you know, where we're undertaking to renovate bathrooms at the moment, because they've been generally the last, because they are an expense item. But what you can do is simplify it by not changing where the plumbing is, but simply beautifying what's there and existing. And